Most people don't expect you to understand what we're going to tell you in this book. And even if you understand, they don't expect you to care. And even if you care, they don't expect you to do anything about it. And even if you do something about it, they don't expect it to last. Well, we do. What you're listening to right now is a challenging book for teens by teens who believe our generation is ready for a change. Ready for something that doesn't promise a whole new life if you'll just buy the right pair of jeans or use the right kind of deodorant. We believe our generation is ready to rethink what teens are capable of doing and becoming. And we've noticed that once wrong ideas are debunked and cleared away, our generation is quick to choose a better way, even if it's also more difficult. We're 19-year-old twin brothers, born and raised in Oregon, taught at home by our parents, and striving to follow Christ as best we can. We've made more than our share of mistakes, and although we don't think average teenagers exist, there's nothing all that extraordinary about us personally. Still, we've had some extraordinary experiences. At age 16, we interned at the Supreme Court of Alabama. At 17, we served as grassroots directors for 4 statewide political campaigns. At 18, we authored the most popular Christian teen blog on the web. We've been able to speak to thousands of teens and their parents at conferences in the United States and internationally, and reach millions online. But if our teen years have been different than most, it's not because we're somehow better than other teens, but because we've been motivated by a simple but very big idea. It's an idea you're going to encounter for yourself in what lies ahead. We've seen this idea transform average teenagers into world changers, able to accomplish incredible things. And they started by simply being willing to break the mold of what society thinks teens are capable of. So even though the story starts with us, Do Hard Things really isn't about us, and we would never want it to be. It's about something God is doing in the hearts and minds of our generation. It's about an idea. It's about rebelling against low expectations. It's about a movement that is changing the attitudes and actions of teens around the world, and we want you to be part of it. We want to invite you to explore some radical questions. Is it possible that even though teens today have more freedom than any other generation in history, we're actually missing out on some of the best years of our lives? Is it possible that what our culture says about the purpose and potential of the teen years is a lie and that we are its victims? Is it possible that our teen years give us a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for huge accomplishments as individuals and as a generation? And finally, what would our lives look like if we set out on a different path entirely, a path that required more effort but promised a lot more reward? We describe that alternative path with 3 simple words: do hard things. If you're like most people, your first reaction to the phrase "do hard things" runs along the lines of hard. Uh-oh, guys, I just remembered I'm supposed to be somewhere else, like right now. We understand this reaction. It reminds us of a story we like to tell about a group of monks. Yep, monks. On the outskirts of a small town in Germany is the imaginary abbey of Dundelhof. This small stone monastery is home to a particularly strict sect of Dundrus monks who have each vowed to live a life of continual self-denial and discomfort. Instead of wearing comfy t-shirts and well-worn jeans like most people, these monks wear either itchy shirts made from goat hair or cold chainmail worn directly over bare skin. Instead of soft mattresses, pillows, and warm blankets, they sleep on the cold stone floors of the abbey. You might have read somewhere that monks are fabulous cooks. Well, not these monks. They eat colorless, tasteless sludge once a day. They only drink lukewarm water. We could go on, but you get the picture. No matter what decision they face, Dundrus monks always choose the more difficult option, the one that provides the least physical comfort, holds the least appeal, offers the least fun. Why? Because they believe that the more miserable they are, the holier they are, and the holier they are, the happier God is. So these miserable monks must be poster boys for do hard things, right? Wrong. We're not plotting to make your life miserable. We're not recommending that you do any and every difficult thing. What we are doing is challenging you to grab hold of a more exciting option for your teen years than the one portrayed as normal in society today. This option has somehow gotten lost in our culture, and most people don't even know it. In Do Hard Things, we not only say there is a better way to do the teen years, we show you how we and thousands of other teens are doing it right now, and how you can as well.